We got Sad Boy Zach Grant, of course, and
of course,
Coach Jackson Bozarth. Brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue and the only Jeep Only. Yeah, I know. Quick little intermission report this week. A lot of things to come. And I think we're just going to jump right into it. Director's Cut. Great video we shot Sunday. We tried not to give it away too much last episode. But Jackson, would you like explaining? Well, we also have an announcement. Jackson is going to be taking over, like we said last week, in the editing department.
Let's not give him credit for this video too much, though.
No, not at all. I gladly take the credit, though. I mean,
this video,
if you guys want to dish that out my way, I'll
no, that's why I was trying to
take 1,000% credit for it. But no, I'm kidding. Jeremy sent us a little preview. It looks great.
Best one yet.
Yeah, I personally think it's the best one he's put out yet.
I mean,
there's not really a whole lot to say other than that it has like that Sunday Night Football theme to it. So,
it's you know what? It's also funny because we were in Anthem Park, expecting the lights to come on. Why you know, Sunday Night Football, like classic lights can turn on and shit. No, they didn't.
Of course not.
Yeah, that was Ali Rock's idea.
Yeah, sorry, let's drive all the way to Anthem, dude.
I know, right? All the Summerlin kids are like, what is this shit? Like, where are the lights?
Yeah.
Back in Summerlin, we, shut up.
Yeah. Should we just talk about, since this director's cut, should we just talk about what happened on Sunday now?
I think we should.
Yeah, why not? You know?
I think we should.
Because people are still going to watch the video.
So it was Team Summerlin versus Team Henderson.
You know what? I had to scrape up my players, I'm not going to lie. Team Henderson was looking a little slim at first.
Yeah, you recruited pretty heavily.
Went to fucking...
Like,
I don't even know.
Dude. I don't even know what ended up happening. I mean, by the connotation of Zach and I's voice, you can tell that we lost a nail biter.
I wasn't biting.
We started fighting in the second half.
Yeah, it was...
We started fighting.
Like, there was, yeah, there was some anger.
What ended up happening is I think we went into halftime. When we stopped filming, I think... Were we up?
You guys are not up, but we were tied at one point. It was
13-18.
It was 13-18.
It was 13-12 at one point. And then
it was, and then you guys scored.
Yeah, you guys scored right at the end of the half.
That's right.
And they got the ball back, and they scored. They're up by 2 touchdowns, and we just, as an offense, we couldn't gel.
There was a confusion. You know, I was loving it. You know, we were as a team. We kept our calm, kept our cool. Henderson, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I have some stars on my team, you know? Unsung heroes stepped in.
Yeah, recruited Jeremy kids that are, you know, fucking 12 years in old shape. Or whatever. And they're in shape and shit. Don't do some of the recreational activities that we do. And we're just... Dude, one kid fucking threw a 60-yard cannon,
dime.
Like, right on the money.
And, this,
you know, and you know, and that's what upset me. The players on their team that were talking the most shit were doing nothing. And that was Ali Rock, that was Hunter. We're doing absolutely nothing. Like, we had you guys on fucking clamps, but the kids that were fucking doing everything on that team weren't saying a word.
Are you dumb? That was my job.
Are you
like what? Zach? First of all, if Jeremy caught it on camera, it was a push off, and that would have been touchdown for me.
So, what? Anyways,
what are you talking about?
You were guarding me, and I was in the end zone. He throws a nice little lob. I was gonna sling it, and then all he does is like push me on the ground. Remember that?
Ooh,
you. And I was like, flag.
Did you touch the ball?
No, because freaking you pushed me on the ground.
Did you touch the ball, kid?
Bro, it was before. Balls in the air. I'm over here.
The
before
eye
contact, bro.
In the sky. Don't lie, bro.
Well, Jeremy Beckner wasn't there.
At one point, Ali Rock fucking went up to his quarterback and said, "Hey, bro, fake the ball to me. I think it's going to throw him off."
No, I said, fake like I'm running.
And I really like just when I was like, what is that going to prove?
Yeah, bro.
And now in retrospect, it actually upsets me. That's what I'm saying. It actually upsets me the fact that we fucking lost to those kids that were trying to do play action passes as if it was setting anything up.
But it worked. It was messing with your head. I was in your mind.
I don't even know.
It's funny because it got to a point where Jackson was fucking like steaming.
I get mad when people talk shit, especially the ones that weren't fucking doing anything.
You were talking the most shit before the game.
That's my... But during the game,
you weren't talking shit. I was.
That's
how I do.
But you weren't doing anything.
And then you were mad because I was talking shit. Like,
you know me, though. I'm going to talk shit regardless.
Nah, bro, it was respect because we swapped jerseys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you guys saw our Instagram. It was fucking awesome. We're gonna plug it on YouTube here shortly. We hope that executive producer has it done by Friday.
We want you guys to comment who the MVP was based off that video.
We do like that.
Yeah, we want to see who your best player was.
I wish you guys could have seen second half, bro. The lights kind of shut off, but you'll get a good vibe.
It was good stuff. Yeah.
It was fun, though, and that's really director's cut. We mentioned it last week. I kind of feel bad that we're not putting any new... We do have a lot of rough drafts of what we're going to do now that Jeremy's not going to be here. But we'll figure it out as time goes on.
Yeah, we're going to do more videos. It's not going to be like every week like we promised in summer. But
cause yeah, college. No, school's coming up. Just enrolled to that, so I'm for sure sad.
Fun times.
Mm-hmm. Not fun at all. Not fun at all.
Now you got a brand new PC. You got plenty of storage for that school.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
And other stuff.
Good director's cut. We got other stuff coming up. Next up, we're going to do a little Mount Flushmore. I think that might be what Wednesdays are for, Flushmore stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, it's actually Shark Week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that used to be way bigger than it is right now.
I'm a huge Shark Week guy, though, buddy.
Yeah? Yeah. You're fascinated by that stuff?
See, I hate the ocean, so I won't watch it.
It's definitely scary.
Like, the ocean's actually one of my biggest fears, so I refuse... If we were to go to the beach, I don't like the beach.
Well, there's, like, this whole fear around sharks, but it's just like any other animal. Any other, like, I'm not going to attack you.
And see, that's my thing. It's like, if someone goes into our home right now, you're telling me you're not going to fucking do everything you can... The ocean's the fucking shark's home. Of course. I don't want to go down there.
You know me, though. I'm a scuba diver. There's never been a scuba diver.
You hit the shark on its nose.
Once you drop down to their level, dude, they respect it. It's always like surfers and shit like that.
So basically, they're just like surfers are pussies to sharks.
Basically. They fuck with divers.
Land dwellers, bro. I didn't know that not one scuba diver has ever been... Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Dude, so Hollywood's just made...
killed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been bitten, but it's not killed.
Well, like, Shark Week, you know those dudes go down there. I don't think that counts, but, like...
Yeah, but... So like, Hollywood's made millions and millions of dollars off of shit that just doesn't exist.
Right. Well, they say, bro, sharks aren't killers. Like, they don't murder people. Like, fuck that. They're hungry. But this got us thinking about, like, getting killed by a shark is pretty bad. A way to die. So you guys thinking on Mount Flushmore, like, four of the worst ways to die for us, in our opinion. Are we doing, like, a snake draft?
Oh, wait, we have a... Because it's a first pick, right?
It is.
So how are we doing that?
So we're doing a number 1 to 10, right? Or you want to do 1 to 25? 1 to 100. What do you want to do? You
guys tell me. I say we just do 1 to 25.
Okay.
All right, and then a special guest that doesn't want to be a guest is going to tell us what it is. So, 1 to 25. Stop. I just saw that fuck shit over there.
I said, so, you got last pick. I said pick. Now it's just 1 to 10. No.
I said pick a number.
Trying to cheat on the side.
Yep.
Now it's just 1 to 10.
Saw that.
Third pick for you, which means you get to go twice, so whatever.
Yeah, figure it out. It's just 1 to 10. It's between us. All right, so I'm going to go with 3. What are you going to go with?
4.
What kind of fucking strat is that? What's the
name? Let's fucking go, boys!
You know why?
Whatever.
2 inches deep.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
2 inches deep.
So my first pick. I think we're gonna have a lot of completely difference. A lot of differences in our answers because a lot of mine is fear.
Yeah.
Man. I wasn't expecting me to go first for whatever reason. I felt like the odds were against me. But I fucking hate snakes.
Oh, dude.
Like, with a passion. So anything that has to do with the snake, like, whether it choked me the fuck out or it bit me and, like, for whatever reason it was venomous,
That'd be the
worst way to die.
That'd be quick, though, dude.
No, not if you're choking. Because yeah, I'd fucking maybe, let the snakes yeah, fucking... I'd start fucking throwing that.
That makes it quicker, around, though, dude.
Bro.
Makes it quicker.
I don't know because my jujitsu oh, yeah, skills the snake are. I told you guys jiu-jitsu. I'd fight an alligator. I'd take an alligator's back in jujitsu. So I for sure think like if an anaconda tried to choke me or anything, I could probably maneuver my way out of it.
Okay.
As best as
He's also beating Michael Jordan on like pickup game.
I am. I am that athlete. But what I'm saying is I do think. Like, anything that has to do with the snake would be the worst way to die.
Okay. That's a kind of a... Damn, that's
Casper.
Kind of, yeah, that's kind of crazy. We got a little ghost over here. Talking about ways to die, we got a ghost making an appearance. But anyways, I kind of took a little different approach. I think the worst way to die would be like an overdose, just because your family, you know.
Yeah.
I'd have to deal with all that shit.
That's deep. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I.
2 inches deep. Maybe. But yeah, I mean, there's not too much explaining in that. I think that would just be.
That's brutal.
Yeah, you know. I'm a fan. I'm gonna put my family through that. That'd be fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm. So who goes next? Is that I go twice?
Yeah.
Oh shit. All right. One way I thought about, I think I'm scared of drowning. Mm. So I think if I'm swimming underwater and my leg gets stuck on some shit, and I'm just like fucking, and there's no way for me to get out, gasping for air.
Mm.
I think that's bad because like.
That's bad for sure.
No, like, cause then you're just like looking at the surface like fuck. They ain't never gonna see me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny story actually. Side note.
Side.
My dad.
I was drowning one time.
My dad. And he was in Ukraine, and they had this big ass river and this bridge, like a 40-foot drop, and they'd always jump down from the bridge into the river, and I guess the river was deep. And that's said one time he jumped in, and then his leg touched something, he fucking swam the fuck up, and a body rises.
Whoa.
Up.
Yeah. See, this is why I don't fuck with any body of water, bro.
Yeah, bro. And he said that there was like a drunk guy. It was like a missing case, a guy who missed. A guy who like got drunk and like fucking just drowned, and then he was missing for like 4 weeks, and I guess my dad found him.
My dad found
him. Yeah. That was like, that's what fucks me.
Wow.
Another way is like, oh shit, it was hard to think about it. Getting choked out. Like I've been in a situation where some kid comes behind me, playing around in school, and starts choking my shit, and I'm like, bro, like, chill. Like I'm over here fucking seeing red. Okay. Fucking seeing black, I'm passing out. But I just don't like not having air. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, that's a pretty bad way to die for me. Nothing I could have beat the shit out of him. Anyway, who's next?
Mine would be waterboarding. Like I just.
That would be bad.
I think there's just a lot that goes into waterboarding, okay? So, like, obviously I did some sort of fuck shit to get waterboarded.
Right. Interrogation. So you kind of deserve it.
And
interrogation.
I'm gonna be honest with you, like, at a certain point, I would just start telling them the truth. And if I'm still getting waterboarded snitch. After getting told the truth...
Snitch, bro. Sneak.
Could never.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fucking feel good. I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen, it was sort of like a waterboard. It was in,
Zero Dark Thirty.
No, it was in some movie, bro.
Taken, bro.
It was some Marvel.
Osama bin Laden.
It was some Marvel movie where the guy had the guy upside down in the sink and he had the water running.
Ant-Man, dude.
Nah. It was Captain America: Civil War.
Oh yeah! God, you fucking nerd.
And it was maybe it wasn't.
Lose your virginity, kid.
And it was like he let the water run. And it got to the point where it was like he was upside down, so it was like up to his eyes, and he's like talking to him. He's like, "All right, tell me." He's like, "I'm not saying it." He's like, "Hail Hydra," and then they fucking just drown his shit.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is like the whole process of getting waterboarded and tortured would fucking blow.
Yeah.
And if I still tell them the truth and I still get waterboarded to death,
and if
that fucking blows,
bamboo in your fucking nails.
Love it. Yeah. Love yeah, pain. So that would be my second pick.
Love it.
I'm surprised nobody said this. It's pretty obvious. Human centipede. That's
just damn.
Not
love it.
I mean, unless you're a front guy.
Are you having fun?
I mean, you're just shitting somebody's mouth.
If we were a human centipede, I'd for sure think Ali Rock would be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be in the front.
Mm.
Zach would be in the back.
That's where I disagree.
If I'm Jax gonna eat would be shit, joining in the middle.
I'd rather be in the middle because I want to shit in somebody's mouth in the end.
Well, so I'll be in the front.
No, yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
I think that's fair.
I would still take front, but I'm just saying I'm not. If we're in that situation,
yeah, and we guy
might
gets
as well experience
guy,
both. You know,
and yeah,
yeah.
Front guy get well. See, the back guy is the worst because he gets both. Shit. You gotta think, it's like
shit. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's pretty bad. So I'm gonna put Ali Rock in the back. Clearly.
Yeah, that's the obvious. The one and two might be up for debate.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Mm. Pick a number again? Dude, yeah, Human Centipede. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen the movie. Human Centipede. I don't really plan on it. I've seen
the South Park episode, and that's probably one of the funniest things.
The Key and Peele one is pretty fucking funny, too, which is jokes. But Human Centipede is awful. God.
Yep.
Ally Rock, you get
top
one.
Top that one, dude.
You get one? So I was thinking about this. Oh, Because I'm thinking about my last one. Hold on. Oh, yeah. So I was thinking about Power. Mm. The fight between Ghost and Kanan. And I think getting burned alive would be just great. You know what I'm saying?
Great. You would like that one?
Well,
technically, you didn't get burned alive.
The worst fucking way to die is probably mean.
No, I'd disagree. I'd say, and this isn't my pick, but I'd say freezing to death. Because at least burning to death, you just kind of know.
It's crazy because when you freeze to death, they go through, I forgot what it's called, but it's like you're so cold, but you take off all your clothes because you like start burning.
Frostbite. For sure it's frostbite. Okay. Nah, but like being burned alive, bro, you know there's like shit, you're done. They did the same, well, I don't want to give it away, it's like people who haven't watched it. But you know what I'm talking about, like the last couple episodes.
They haven't watched Power yet, bro, they're not going to watch it.
Okay, yeah, you're right. 7th season coming up, we're watching that one. Okay, who's next? Because I only get one, right?
Yeah, you only get one right now.
Okay.
Okay, so mine would be anyway, dying during sex.
Well, I think that's a good way to go out.
Not enough, because like...
Post or pre-nut?
Pre-nut.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Ultimate blue ball, for sure.
So, any way that I'm dying...
Okay.
While having sex, pre-nut... Like to me, that's just torture. To
no,
me,
I get that.
You know
I
what I mean? That. Like, because I go I out that. As a loser it's a twice.
It's a good one.
Heart attack before anything even happens.
Nice.
I like that one. I'm going to do a little suffocating in space action. You know, you just get sucked out.
Ooh, space does scare me too.
You know, no,
I think that'll be a peaceful death, though. Like,
oh, you think?
I'm just looking like I'm in space.
I don't think that's no, what bro. Going through your head.
Okay.
I like that pick though. Thank I really you. Do like that pick.
I'm kind of fucking killing it over here.
Yeah, low key. Alright, Ally Rock.
So I'm thinking about movie deaths because they're pretty cool. But not cool like that, but
okay, so did you ever see the movie the Superman movie? Yeah.
You ever seen Sparta? 300?
Yeah.
I remember the one where he gets stabbed in the fucking stomach and he just like puts it more in. He just takes it out.
This guy is crazy. You're fucking going. Graphic, buddy.
And then
I love it.
I think just getting stabbed in the fucking shit and just like
multiple stab wounds.
Right, and you're just still alive. Like, like see that shit
watching
happen.
Watching your shit just.
Cause I've talked to a guy who's been stabbed, and he's like, you don't feel it go in. He's like, it's just like happening. He's like, you don't even feel it because the knife's sharp. And he's like, but then when your blood starts going, he's like, then it starts getting painful.
Yeah, it's like
and then shit. I was like, yikes, like, shit.
This guy's seen some shit.
Yeah.
Like, not me. Fuck, I would not want to get stabbed at all, bro.
That actually is a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we got?
Last one for me, right? This is the last one?
I believe
one?
So. Yes. I think Zach has one more.
What am I laughing? If I got killed taking a shit, bro... Like,
I would be peaceful. I think
No. Because there's nothing that you can do when you're taking a shit. Like, mid shit, bro. And you're just sitting on the toilet. And I'm talking, like, just sitting there. Like, what do you tell the murderer?
100% defenseless.
Defenseless.
True.
Everything else that I said, I can maybe defend myself. I can use my dick as a weapon.
Hips. Yeah, for sure.
And everything else, I'm at least defending. The snake, I'm fucking throwing it. And I don't remember my other one. But taking a shit, like, what am I doing? I can't wipe my ass.
Grab the toilet paper.
I'm done. I'm done. There's nothing that I can do.
Okay.
And so that would be one of the worst ways to die is on the toilet, just being like, wow, like, looking at the murderer, just be like, go ahead.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Wipe for me after.
my last one is, I'm not a fan of heights in general, so like, a plane crash, dude.
Oh, that's...
Just that free fall for, like, a minute. Just knowing, like, this plane's about to crash.
Well, I heard, like, people to say,
because like some psychology scientists are like the moment when you're falling, like if a building, they say that's when you're most peaceful, because you come in to terms with your death or some shit like that. Like there's no fear if you're coming, I'm gonna jump off a building to die type shit.
Yes, dude, I don't know, but I'm saying a plane crashing, I'm gonna, that's not what
like
I'm
like. Have you seen like Lost?
No, that sucks.
No, yeah, I'm talking about when the plane crashed and shit and broke into pieces and people flying around different parts of the plane and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I want to skydive, buddy, and now that you're saying you're afraid of heights.
That'd be a hell of a 2 inches deep video, though. I'll be on the ground, getting the other angle.
You would never?
Not a chance. Really? Unless the plane's crashing.
Well, I've heard of skydiving accidents like that.
I'm not jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, dude.
But a bad one. We should, though. I think we should for the content.
Yeah, if it's crashing, yeah. That's the only way to save my life.
But I think for the content purposes, we should.
Content, exactly.
Have you ever heard somebody be on the ground?
Getting that video.
No,
watching
it's
2 inches deep come down. That's about the ego.
But I just think.
Dicks out.
No.
Dicks out.
You ever seen the Will Smith summer. Motivational video of.
Yes, I did. I think Will Smith. Skydiving. Dude, it's fucking my brother. So my brother got.
Which one?
Noah.
Okay.
My brother
who's still need, like we had this big thing like 3 months ago, but we needed you on, bud. What's going on?
But we went to Puerto Vallarta for it was like spring break, and no, I'm sorry, it was Christmas the day, because we went the day after Christmas, because for Christmas he got everybody in our family skydiving tickets, and I was like, bro, like I'm not going. Me, my dad, and my oldest brother didn't go, but everybody else did. And the night before he was like, watch this Will Smith video. And, like, I watched the video, and I went to sleep. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'll go. Because, like, it actually was really good.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith's talking about, like...
Overcoming fear.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And I woke up in the morning, and I was like, yeah, fuck that, dude. I'm not going.
Watch it again.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I heard of a guy who... He actually holds the world record for it. He, like, fell, like... I forgot how many
years. You know
like,
a lot of guys.
An obscene amount of feet.
Low key. Yeah.
An obscene amount of feet. Like, it was, like, 18,000 or some shit like that. And he actually survived the fall with no parachute because he fell in like to a haystack, like those like bundles of hay. He fell onto it.
Like Assassin's Creed.
Oh, he broke a fuck ton of bones, but survived. And he did it again. He fell out of another plane.
Fell out.
Was it on purpose this time?
Like he was crashing, so he jumped out and it survived that.
So,
that one again.
I think if the plane was crashing,
Southwest Airlines.
I know. I don't know where he's
flying. Good reputation.
Yeah, Spirits.
Please stay off Spirit. Yeah.
So look. If the plane was crashing, you know it's crashing, are you jumping out with no parachute? Like, there's no parachute.
Well,
no,
I think it's safer to crash in it.
So why is it?
Yeah, I use my fucking seat as, like, some sort of...
Yeah, why is it?
Well, they say, you know this, I heard that they make you get in that position because it will kill you. So, and you can't sue them. Like, that position they tell you to get into when you're crashing, it'll kill you. And that's why they make you do it so you
won't sue them. I don't know about
all that. Swear to God, that's what I heard.
I didn't learn that in my FAA.
I heard that you're supposed to completely relax as your body, because when you're tense, your body gets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think given the circumstance of a fucking.
I know you're not gonna crashing, be like, oh, I'm just fucking like, chill real quick.
Why is everybody freaking out?
Yeah, man, I fucking feel great.
Just enjoy the
ride. Made it. Like, come on, bro. Like, yeah, just like imagine. I used to fucking hate that. You ever go to a doctor's office and like they fucking check and they're just relaxing. You can't fucking relax. They're just like, relax. Why aren't you relaxing?
You have a
just relax. Head. And I'm like, fuck's sake.
Let me do an Uncle Man.
Yeah, I fucking used to hate that. But let us know what you guys think of your worst ways of dying. There used to be a show, 1,000 Ways to Die. I used to watch that shit all the time.
So.
They were low-key some like freaky shit though. Like they always found a way to be like abnormally freaky.
Like some guy like hang himself with like his like whole body chain coming through his mouth through his asshole. And shit.
Yeah, bro. And then they pull up a doctor and be like, well, scientifically speaking, if you really, I was like, dude, well, fuck, he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah. Anyway. So that was a somber scene. I think we should lighten it with a highlight of the week. Brought to you by Diggy's Barbecue. Why not?
Oh, baby.
Look at that. Make that a highlight of your week. Come by. Get some pulled pork.
Hey.
Yeah.
Pulled pork, baby.
But I think I'll start it off. I found mine. Scrolling through Twitter a little bit. And then Tony Hawk was like trending. And I was like, yeah, that guy's a legend. He's been relevant for like, I don't know, what, 20 years?
At least.
I know. And he's actually coming out with a new video game. And I remember having his old ass, like, Pro Skater 4 or whatever.
Skate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. You know, bring it back. You know what I'm saying? PS5, like that, dude. You know, holiday. I also heard that, I guess Chipotle is making a Tony Hawk burrito because of his game.
Chipotle sounds good as fuck right now.
Dude, I'm just happy for Tony Hawk. Like, that guy is just a genuine guy. You know what I'm saying? Keep going.
Sorry, I had to give Zach a quick
hand job. I would love to go next.
Go ahead.
My guy, he's kind of fucking up the Suns, you know, by they keep winning games, but Dame Lillard, after they were disrespecting his name, you know, he's going out dropping over 100 points in back-to-back, you know what I'm saying?
So we need to talk about this, bro, because Pat Beverly is, like, starting to piss me off more than Draymond Green does because Pat Beverly talks so much shit for averaging, like, 4 points a game. So much shit.
He's and he's
like,
he's
a defensive player. I think Marcus Smart's a better defensive player than fucking Pat Beverly. I think a lot of point guards, guards are a lot better, are significantly better on defense.
For sure.
And he annoys the fuck out of me for talking so much shit. It's like, he's been on every good team. Lou Williams is fucking better, player than fucking Pat Beverly, and you don't hear shit from Lou Williams.
Yeah. Pat Bev is just a slightly better Marcus Smart.
Defense,
Dame will shut his ass up. Dame is going to send him home.
On defense, though, Marcus Smart is pretty fucking fire.
Yeah.
Not better than James Harding, face ass.
Oh, Jesus. But I just had to fucking say that shit.
Shout out Adidas. After Dame dropped 61, they discounted all his shoes to $61.
Wow. Which was pretty get the notification.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember in middle school, basketball shoes used to be like, ideal, and to this day, like, I can't really get basketball shoes and just be like, yeah, dude, I'll rock these.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, KD's used to be fucking hard. Jordans are, like, kind of, to me, it's just, like, for what?
Yeah.
Except, like, the...
actually playing basketball in them.
Yeah, I mean...
you know?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to go off a tangent.
Want to tell my funny story?
Yeah. Oh,
the fake Jordans I bought?
Bro, yeah, we could tell it on the pod. Go ahead. Explain your side of the story.
All right, so I was just scrolling through Wish, and then, you know, I'm only like, was recommended, and it recommended some like Jordans, and I was like, what is this? And it's like a fake ass Jordan, and of course they can't like post the logo or anything, but people posting like the reviews on it, and it was like, it had the Jordan logo, like, yeah, these are tight, these look pretty legit. And I was like, well, I wonder how it'd be like if I bought these. So I was just scrolling through, and I, you know, I'm a weird guy, it's a like, different style of fashion choice. So I picked out like the ugliest ones I could look at. I don't even know Jordans like that. Like, I, you know, I don't follow up with the shoe game. I don't know what Jordan 7s or some shit, that whatever they were. But it was like with like snake skin. They're like beige with like beige snake skin on them. So I ordered them and it took them like 3 months to come in. I actually get them and they look decent. And then I try them on, and the biggest shoe size I can get in China was like 13. But I wear like a 14.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, this guy has big feet. You know what that means?
Big socks, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just decided to give them away to a coworker. But I pulled them out in front of Jackson. I would not stop laughing.
Bro, well, he pulled them out. He's like, bro, look what the fuck I got. And I... bro, I don't think I've ever seen more of a knockoff pair in my existence. Like, bro, I went into the restaurant like tears in my... bro, it was bad.
Oh.
It was bad. And he looked at me. He's like, bro, they're not that bad. Like, they're pretty fucking close. And...
bro, they had the Jordan logo on her.
Bro, they had the entire thing from the stitching wrong to, like, the color scheme wrong. Like...
no, so I gave him to one of my coworkers because I was like...
He's been on the show, Des White.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, I want to see this, bro. I want to see him. So I was like, hey, bro, did you just want him? He's like, yeah, bro. So I brought him in. He's like, no fucking way, dude. These are so sick. He's like, I'm going to wear them to the gym. I was like... yeah, some shoe junk is going to end your career.
Yeah, dude. PJ Tucker sees it. Or not PJ Tucker. Is it PJ Tucker?
It's Michael Jordan. Yeah, he's a sneakerhead.
He's a sneakerhead, yeah. PJ Tucker would lose his fucking mind. That's
so funny, bro.
Who's up? Is it me or is it Alex? It's me.
Yeah, I did it all.
Bro, so we have multiple group chats, Instagram, Snapchat. We're pretty fucking up there. We have multiple group chats. Yeah, we talk a lot. We're friends.
Yeah.
And there's this tweet, and it says, and Zach sent it, and he goes, "You can't hurt my feelings. My dad used to drive me home after games." And that's my highlight of the week, bro, because it brought back, like, such a distinct memory of, bro, like, my dad used to fucking lay into me, bro. Like, not in high school, but, like, and we talked about it before on one of the podcasts. But, like, my dad used to lay into me into games. And even games that, like, I thought I did good, bro. Like, he would pull up, like,
at least I had a record of 16 sacks.
Bro, he would pull, like, this was in middle school. You used to play, like, pull up three plays. I'd be like, damn, like, those were questionable plays. I should have done this. And he would remember every single one and every single time that I did. And, like, in the grand scheme of things, I look back on it. I'm like, damn, like, at least he, like, was paying attention during my games and shit and, like, watching me. And that makes me feel good. But, bro, that is some of the funny, like, that was one of the funniest tweets I've seen because I related to that. So hey, much, bro.
At least it wasn't like when my mom went to go.
Oh, bro, this is so funny.
Like, I think
funny.
It was like a. Yeah, it was one of my. It was a blackout game. It was like. I forgot. It wasn't my like homecoming or anything. But it was, they were like hyping it up. I forgot what it was for. But I was like, all right, mom, it's a whiteout game at home. So I was like, and I'm number 75. Remember that. She's like, okay, yeah. She was like, I'll take pictures. I was like, all right. We played the game, we won, and then I'm looking back at the pictures. I'm like, where am I? She's like, there you are, number 75. I'm like, that's the other team. She's like, you said you're wearing white, and I was like, no, oh, it's a whiteout game.
No.
So she knows football.
she for sure gets our podcast.
Rooting for other people.
She for sure understands our podcast when we talk about football shit.
For real.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious, bro. That's one of my funny the favorite stories you've ever told me, bro. That's so fucking like it's so innocent, especially knowing your mom. It's so innocent, bro.
I know.
She's trying. You gotta.
It's all good. We'll give her credit.
Well, and then the funniest part is he forgot to say is like she like pulls him aside. She's like, well, I thought you looked a little thinner. Like I don't like I don't know why like. Maybe it was a camera or something. Like, oh, man, that is so fucking funny, bro.
That's right. But this was an intermission report, so.
What is this, like number six, five?
Five, six, five, something like that.
I think
five.
Five.
Yeah, but we're going to do an actually, I'll just spill the beans. I'm not going to be here Sunday.
God, bro. Why is he always, like, telling secrets?
No. It's not really a secret.
God damn it!
No, it's not.
Shit, bro. What you mean? But we're going to have an episode Sunday, so don't be scared. All right?
We'll figure it out.
That's right.
Suggest.
But thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Sure.